We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from three lines from the top. Tana Rabbanim, Tap Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanim. Yisrael Shalom Amoyis Na Nachri Beribis. We have a Yisrael that borrowed money from a Goy Beribis, which is Mutter. It's Mutter to do, and he was paying his Ribis religiously every month. V'zokar Rav Milva, and then they decided the loan's going to be over soon, so they gave them a payoff amount that included the payment of the principal to get with the ribbis. And then afterwards, v'niskayer, the goy became a yid, it became a ger. He converted. So im koydim shenisgayer zokar Rav Milva, if before it became a ger, they already made it into a halva, into milva, which means they took, the loan was $1,000, the ribbis was $200, and before he became a ger, they already put down a shtar, $1,200 I owe you. I owe you $1,200. So he owes this goy $1,200, and then the goy became a yid. So then, goy v'ez a karen, goy v'ez a ribbis, because now, already, it's ke'ilu, it's already a new chayv, $1,200 chayv. So like Rashi says, kegavu dami, it's ready, like it's collected already, it's ready certified as a $1,200 payment now, and even though he didn't pay it yet, but that's the chiv to pay, it's not a prime ribbis now, because that is a yid now. Vim la'achash and his guy is akul milva, but if after he became a ger, then they made it into milva, which means the loan with the ribbis continued a little bit after he became a ger, and then they said, okay, $1,200, goy v'ez a karen, and goy v'ez a ribbis. Goy v'ez karen, not the ribbis. And the Rishonim speak out, he not even goy v'ez the ribbis from before he was Miskayer. You don't collect any ribbis, because then still you look at it as one big payment to ribbis, and you don't collect any ribbis. That's what the Rosh speaks out, that you don't even collect that ribbis when it says you don't collect the ribbis, because it wasn't Zakhvav of Milva, so therefore it's all part of the ribbis. It says, Vafilo ribbis ola alamalva koyim shes gayer, the kivon alamilva koyim shes gayer, kivon lo zakhvav of Milva koyim shes gayer, has to do the Zakhvav of Milva. So therefore it's also, if it didn't Zakhvav of Milva before the gayeris, the law is you cannot collect the ribbis. What about the opposite case? The goy borrowed moyis miyisrael. He's paying a 10% rate, the big rate. Vizokul of milva. And lamaisa, they made it into havo, which means they finished the loan and they said, you owe me this much money. Vinizgayer. Then the goy became a ger. Imachon is gayer, zokul of milva, gervis karam, gervis ribbis. If the zokul of milva before he became a Jew, so then you collect the ribbis. Imachon is gayer. After this gayer, zokul of milva, gervis karam, gervis ribbis. You're not going with the ribbis, and even the ribbis. That was, you're not going to the ribbis. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Nokrish, even any ribbis, you're not going to. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Nokrish, Shalav, and Moyes, Mishra. The second case, when a Nokrish is the one who borrowed from the Yid as a big percent, the ribbis, Bengach, Goyves, the Kevin Gavis ribbis. You collect the ribbis. And even collect the ribbis that accrues after he becomes a ger. You collect. That's what Rosh says. You even collect the ribbis that accrues afterwards. So you say to Rosh, what's the Pshat? Omar Rabba. Amar Chista, Amar Huna, Alocha Rav Yosi. The pasuk Rav Yosi that if a ger who borrowed the money is paying the ribbis, even after comes a ger, he has to pay that ribbis. What's the pshat? Amar Rava, my time with Rav Yosi. First we say the pasuk like Rav Yosi. Then Rav, my time with Rav Yosi. Kedei shlo yoyimru b'shvil ma'isim as guy is there. People will say, yeah, the guy had a big loan and a big ribbis payments. He saw he'll come a ger and get potter. Therefore, he has to pay. But the shaila is. Okay, good, that's good for the ribbis that accrued before he became a ger. That's only the Rabbanon that you wouldn't collect that. But the one afterwards, that's the Raisik of ribbis, had a Rabbanon because of a reason, a Zaitik a reason, how did they say you gotta collect it? Zokta Rosh. But Hilkel Shokel Menei Afil Ribbis Shol Alei Mishis Gaya Chas Peroi. Afagav the Asur the Raisik of it, Zokta Rosh. Yesh Koyach B'chachomim La'akar Dova Min HaTayro. Afil Mokum HaVeiro. They have... They have a car, it's not a vacuum, you see what?
No, because that's the one who's allowed to do it. And the ribbis happened
again. Oh, so Murkai's Tanya Bombatina, this the Papula Karifta says this. The Papula Karifta Tanya is the Lachaira, good that you're tining, that the Papula Karifta borrows the Tosis Yontif. So he tines, the Rosh is saying that you have to come until Yeshchom Bachom Lakadom Matayro. Not true. Here, even the ribbis that accrues afterwards is not the rice. You know why? Because b'shas the katitza, he was a guy. So it's only ribbis that happen afterwards. That's, but obviously, Rosh was not like that. You know, there's really machlekes for Shoinim. If someone has a regular loan, no ribbis, then 4 months into the loan, they say, you know what? If you want to extend the loan, there's a ribbis. What's the halacha? Is that ribbis ksutza or not? I mean, the beginning of the loan, not. It's machlekes for Shoinim. Some hold it is. So this is even worse, but still, there could be a chance that we hold that Maisa, it exceeds when they go, right now it's accruing for real, maybe it's the Raisa, that's just straight in the Rosh. But the Pulik Rebbe say, no, it's not. And that would be the other pshat of learning. There are some Rishonim Alur, they can't collect the Ribbis of after this guy. Even when it says his reason, it's only from before, not from afterwards. Some Rishonim, there's really three different shittas coming out. Either it's the Raisa, and it's Koicham Laker, or it's not the Raisa, because the Ketitza happened when he was a Goy. Or a third way is Taka don't collect from afterwards. There'll be three Mehalchim in this Gemara. Very good Shema. Shok to Gemara Baite. Tanu Rabbanu. Shtar Shekos by Ribbis. You have a shtar that it says in the shtar that there's Ribbis. It's a shtar where there's a loan of $1,000 plus 10% a year. So that shtar, that shtar comes to Bezdin. The Bezdin throws out the shtar. It says the shtar is not a good shtar. You're not going to not the Karen, not the Ribbis. Obviously not going to not going to collect the Ribbis. You can't see the heter, of course, of the Isser. You're not kindness, the heter Mashem Mesura. You don't get knas in the heter Mashem Mesura. Now, when we say over here, Fira Meir, in the Goyvel is Karen Lesser Ribbis, it means that you can't collect the Karen at all with this star. You don't believe the star at all. So that's one of the stardom. And the reason would be is because the Eidim are considered Rashaim. There's a lav called Loisa Simon. You're not allowed to sign on a star that has Ribbis. They sign on the star that had Ribbis. Therefore, the Rasham, you don't believe them, even the Gabbat Karen, they're not Nemo. That's one shot on the Mahalchim, one of the Mahalchim, the Rashaim. In Rashi, it's Mavuyer, that's not the Mahalach here. Rashi is a vada you could collect with that star as a proof that you owe me money. What it means, in a Goyv as a Karen, means Meshabadim. It doesn't have a din star, the Gabbat collecting from Meshabadim. There's no, from collecting from the Kuchais. That's what it means. Collecting, there's no liens on, the star doesn't create liens because the star is a Knas on that. But that's the extent of the Knas. Not that it can't collect from the Karen with the Edim, just means you don't collect Meshabadim. That's how Rashi learns. In Tosfos, he brings down a Mahalach that it's Mashma. Tosfos says it's Mashma that if you look at Tosfos, like eight lines in, it's Mir Nira, the Ramea Konas Legamri, Legovi Bei Klal. You don't collect at all, as Tosfos holds, not like Rashi. Holds Rashi and Tosfos, see how to learn. So, I think more about it. It's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mesechus Shvius, it's brought down a lot of places in Shas, including Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. But it's not awesome. If someone has a shtar chayv, which means he took a loan shvuas time, so that's when all the liens are created when he takes that loan. But he wrote in the shtar that the loan is from Pesach time, and meanwhile he's creating liens on any purchase, anyone who buys from him properties between Pesach and shvuas will have an illegal lien on the property because really the loan only happened on shvuas. It's called a muktim. So what's the halacha of the shtar muktim? So the halacha is possible. If it's a mukharim, it's kosher. Even though it's not 100% true, but you're allowed to do that. You can make the shiva start later. Muktom and my psulim, nehid lo yigavim is man rishon, nehid was man sheni. So afraid to gemar, why is it possible? It should be a good shtar. Just, we have to readjust the date by getting the eidim said a loan happened here and make it from his man sheni. Well, why is the shtar possible? So I'm Rav Shimon Lakish. You know what's going to Rav Meir. Machlekes Shenui, it's really Machlekes, you're right. Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Lakish Tainis, that's going to Rav Meir, holds as a Knas. And here, because he made a Muktim, we give him a Knas, and we say the Shtar is no good, which again, Rashi learns to collect from a Shabbatim. Look at Rashi's called Psulim, the Einoi Toidif Min a Shabbatim. Rav Yechon Amar, Afil Tem Rabbanon, Zer Shem Yigvim Zan Rishon. Even if you're Rabbanon, here it's worse. There's no Chshash, if you're allowed to collect the Karen, you're going to collect the Ribbis. Bezin to collect Ribbis. But here, if you say the Shtar is a good Shtar, they're going to sometimes just use the date in the Shtar. And therefore we say, no, Shtar's out. That's what we say. The Shtar is out. That's what we say. That's what Rabban saying. The Kuliyam here, the Shtar will be out. Zogtin Gavarabait. Ahu Gavra, the Mashkinle Pardesa Lechavra. There was a certain guy who was Mashkin a Pardesa Lechavra. You have to realize something like this. That if someone sits on a field for 3 years straight, he has a chazakah. Now, even though if he claims after 3 years that he bought it, and you tell him, well, where's your star mechira that you bought it? Where's your like the star that you bought it? After 3 years, you don't have to watch a star. Get lost after 3 years. So really, if you don't want a guy to, if you want to prove that guy's not that's really your property, if you're the owner and the guy's sitting there squatting there for 3 years, you have to be moicha within 3 years. That's what you have to do. So by a mashkin, Also the same thing. If a guy, a malva, has a mashkin, he's sitting on the property for 3 years, if you're not moicha, you got a problem. And the story over here was, that who gave mashkin the pardes lechabre, this guy was mashkin, his friend was an honest guy, everyone's very honest here, and he gave the mashkin to his paris, his friend. And we, you know, we'll see, he was a little bit of a chevra man. So he gave the mashkin, and ochot lashni, he ate 3 years on the property, way out in the macho. He trusted him. But then the guy got a little nasty. He says, I'm like this. I want to buy your property. I love this property. It's a Shmaka property next to Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg Shul. I love it. I want to borrow it. I want to buy this property. If you sell it to me, good. Mutav. Then it's good. If you sell me this property, then good. I won't say anything. But v'loi, you don't sell me property. You know what I'm going to do? Kavishto lei l'shtar mashkanta. I'm going to throw out the star mashkanta. V'amino l'kuchihi b'yodi. And I'm going to say, it's l'kuchihi b'yodi. That's what he's going to say. Throw out the star mashkin. I'll say I bought it. I wear the star 3 years. It's chazaka. That's what he's going to say. So he tells him, you know, okay, yeah, let me think about it. I'm probably going to sell it to you. Just give me a chance, you know. So what do? The owner went, Ozal, kom akne lebnei koten. He went and was makne the field to his son. To his bnei koten, to his son. He gave it to his son. So now, that will be first. And then, he wrote up a beautiful star and sold it to the guy. So now this guy has no reason to do any shtick anymore because he got sold to him. He was very, you know. But meanwhile, he really got sold of the Brooklyn Bridge here because it was really belonging to the Bnei Kotan. So now the owner won this case because he came to Beis Din and the guy pulled out a star. Look, he sold it to me. So he pulled out his star. He's made already that they bought it now because he has a star. He couldn't do the shtick anymore. And the guy pulled out a star. No, I gave it first to the Kotan. Go. So now the loiva owes the malva money that the malva paid for this property. Because he paid for it. So you have to pay him back now. So the shaila is that considered a halva b'shtar or not? Zvina vada lehav. It's not a good sale. But zvina vada lehav a zvini. Zuzi kemil b'shtar dom v'yom chashvod ma'idom v'yom v'apad dom v'yom v'yom chashvod. It was a chrayis. There was a chrayis to chasim here. It means a loiva sold to malva with insurance. The luck is that the malva comes back, collects his money, he can go to the lekuches also. Because like Meshavadim, only if you have a star. Is that, so usually a star Mechira is like a star. Because the only problem is this star Mechira is not a good star. Because it was a Brooklyn Bridge star. So Shal is this star enough that I bought it and then now that I have a Chariyas, I want to collect from your Meshavadim? That's the question. So to Yomara, Mabaya, Velav Hainu, the Rabasi, isn't this Rabasi, don't Rabasi, that Moide Bishtar Shikosu, on top of Ayin Beis Aveis, Moide Bishtar Shikosu, but ain't Sarah Lekaimboy, we go to Meshavadim. The Rav Asi says that if everyone's moed about the star, you don't even need kiyum, and you collect from goyim chosvadim. So here, everyone agrees that the star is real; it's a real fake star, but everyone agrees they wrote the star. So the chayrav, they wrote the star, let him collect from chosvadim. So that's the tain. Let him collect from chosvadim. Amalei Rava, no, midam, hasam by a regular classic case of star, nitin lekasev. It was made to be written. It was a real star. Which means right now we're saying since he already gave my Torah to his child, so this star he wrote it, al karcha. Yeah, he wrote it because the guy wanted to buy it. But it's not a real star. That's the Gemara's time right now because it's not a real star. Even though it is really a real star and there's a chrayas in it, so he gets it back. But we're saying I really gave it to my son, so I didn't really mean to write the star. That's the Gemara's answering. So therefore, you can't collect b'chasus b'vadim. Yosef Marema v'kom lo Shmaitza. So Marema said over the Shmaitza that's lo nitein lekosev, this case of our Gemara where he gave it to his son. Yosef Marema v'kom lo Shmaitza. I'm like Ravina Marema. Ela hodom Rav Yechanan. Gzeir Hashem Yigva Mizmarisha. And it says by a star mukadomim, we said that you can't collect from Chosim Shabbatim. Why not? Because maybe you're going to collect from the first earlier man. Why don't we say better? Neima lo nitein lekosev. Let's say that the shtar is a joke. It's not true. The shtar said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon on Pesach. It's not true. He borrowed on Shavuos. So why don't we say it's a bogus shtar? Just like we're saying here now it's a bogus shtar. Say there it's a bogus shtar also. Amalei hachi hashta. Hosom nehid lo nitin likosev mizman rishon. Avo nit likosev ban sheni. He said that shtar by shtar mukdim is not a bogus shtar. It's a real shtar. There's really hava. Yes, the wrong man, but it's a real hava. Here, the whole thing is not true. It's not his to sell anymore. So it's worse. The case, even though it's wrong zman, but it's a true thing that happened, it's a true story, that he lent the money, he owes the money, there's mishabadim, everything's true. The problem was his man was wrong. That's detail lekasev. Just as a mistake, there's a detail that's wrong in the shtar. Mashing in the shtar, where he sells it to the malva, and he gave it to the son already, that shtar was completely false. There was no things. That's why this is better. The read inside. Hasam need lo need to cause my rishon. I need to cause my downshini. How can the cause come? Break the mara another kasha. Lahada tanya. We learned this brisa earlier on in the mesecta, at the end of the first parak. Lahada tanya shvach hakayis keitzad. It says in the mishnah mesecta's gittin that you don't collect from a shabadim the shvach. On like the insurance, on shvach karkaris, on appreciation, you don't collect from mishabadim. Why not? Because mishabadim have no way to know how much shvach the guy he bought from owes, you know, to someone else. So what's the case? Ketzad. Haresh gal sold him a chaveroi. You have a guy, a ganev, he stole a field from his friend, umachulach, and sold it to someone else. Obviously, selling him the fake thing. Vishpicha, and the buyer made it much better, made capital improvements. Now they're taking it away from the guy who bought it and made capital improvements because it never belonged to the seller. So it's going back to the original owner. Now he comes back to the guy who sold him, he's coming to collect back his money, and he wants a shvach also. Because you gave the chrayis for the actual property that he bought and paid for, gave it to Karim Chas Brother. Now he collects Chas Brother. That's very mesuyim. That we know what it is. But the shvach goes mechasim bnei chayim. That he collects tafka of bnei chayim. Like we said, it's tikkun olam that he can't go mishabadim because who knows how much he appreciated it if we don't do that. Now, Neymar, how does he collect mechasim bnei? Isn't this very similar to our case? We hear the ganev, we call him, sold a guy a bogus star. So how does he collect mechasim bnei? No, star is not true. Neymar, lead to the kasa. Samar says no. Hachi ashto. It's not the same. Hasam ilamad yom nichle de l'nikrai gazlano. There it says that this ganev is going to try to really buy it now and mekayim a sale. Why? Because the other one we call the gazlin, ilamandi omanichle lekav amnusa, or he wants to be a nemadiga person. So mafayis lelamayri abakul mishtara. He's going to try to go to the original owner and say, you know, please sell it to me. I want to mekayim my shtar. So there it's nitin lekasa because he wants it to happen. But in the case of the story of the mashkin. He tried to get it away from him. He gave it to his son. You think the star? The star is mamish, a fourth star. And therefore he doesn't want that star. So we had a progression of three levels here. We started off saying that the problem with the star is that it's not true. It's not true. So he said, no, we have a case by Mukdamim that even though it's not true, it counts. So we said, no, because there it is true to a certain extent. Then we said, what do you mean? I have a case where it's not true at all where we collect, but a case of the Gazlan. So say, no, there it's also better because there he wants to write the shtar. You're right, it's bogus, but in his dream, this is really, he really wants to sell the field. You see, he didn't get it yet, and he sold it on paper, and the mice there, he's still just trying to get it. But as I can hear, he's no chance to be kind of the shtar, and therefore, the halacha is that it is not a good shtar, like we said, that's loinit and lekasev, you can't collect any mishabadim from it. Yeah.